Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Baba Batra, Daf Kuf Dalid Amud Bet, Kuf Bet Amud Bet, excuse me, at the beginning of the seventh parak, which is a very short parak. It'll be covered over about three or four podcasts. And the first Mishnah, Omer Lachavero, Beit Kur Afar Ani Mocher Lacha. If a fellow says to his friend that he's selling a Beit Kur, remember, 60 is 30 Sa'ah, then Hayusham Nikaim Amukim Asarat Tzvachim or Slaim Gvohin Asarat Tzvachim Einan Nimdadinima. So if there are ditches that are 10 Tzvachim deep or rocks that are 10 Tzvachim high in the field, they are not reckoned towards the amount that he's selling. Pachut Mikan Nimdadinima. But if they are not as high or deep as that, then they count with it. Mamarlo Kevekur Afar Afilo Hayusham Nikaim Amukim Asarat Tzvachim or Slaim Gvohin Asarat Tzvachim. But if he said, instead of Beit Kur, he said Kivet Kur, which we're understanding means, I'm selling it as is, then even if they were higher or deeper than the 10 Tzvachim, they still count. Now, we have a Mishnah in Masachat Arachin, Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph, that will utilize the same terms and the same context, but within a different reference, which is that of Hekdesh. Tanan Atam, we have a Mishnah says, B'shata Yovel does not mean during the year of Yovel. It means at a time when Yovel is active, and as such, when you want to redeem a field, there is a set payment that the Torah has, which is on the first pasuk in the handout. That's the amount. Zera chomer seorim. It's a big kor, 50 shekel kesef. Hayusham nekeim amukim asarat vachim oslaim. So again, if you have the same sort of setup that we have in our Mishnah with these high rocks or deep ditches, then they do not count towards it. And if they are, now, v'amai, the question is, since you're being maktish this field, why aren't the ditches or the rocks hektish independently? And really the question is on the ditches, because after all, if you're being maktish a field, the ditches may not be part of that field if they're deeper, but they are a separate hektish as a separate plantable area. You might argue that because these ditches are small, there's no hektish that can attach to them because it has to be at least a beit kur, chomer sorim, v'atanya sadeh, which is the second pasuk we have on the page. If a man redeems, instead of saying redeeming it, it says redeems the field. So far, all I know is if you're makdish a big field, or at least a sizable field, there's a set amount. Minan there are both letech is half a kur. Chatzi letech, se'ah. Tarkav, remember, is half a se'ah, three kav. Chatzi tarkav. How do I know that even if you're makdish a very small amount, you still do that same ratio of zerach homer sorim, chamishim shekel kasef? Tamalomar sadeh mikol makom. So therefore, these ditches should really be included in, or should have independent hekdesh, and you should have to redeem them. So how do we explain it? The ditches are filled with water. Therefore, they can't be planted. Therefore, they don't count as a field at all. And we prove it from the fact that they're compared to rocks. Rocks are not plantable. Same way, it's got to be ditches that are not arable. Now, so if that's the case, then even if the ditch is only 5 tvachim deep, it should still be not count, because after all, you can't plant there. The answer is no. Hanu naganu da'ara mikri, shidru da'ari mikri. Those are called little pits in the field, little bumps in the field. And therefore, they're considered part of the field, and even though you can't plant in that exact spot, they're relatively minor. Now, hachamai. Now the question is, after all of that discussion, how would we deal with it in the context of our Mishnah? Do the ditches have to be filled with water in order to have them not be included? Amar Papa v'pisha ein melaim mayim. Even though they are not filled with water, my taima and Adam rotzei shiten ma'otav makom achad v'yaru lo kishnayim u'shlosha mekomot. Says a person is not interested in paying for a field and having the field look like it's two or three different places. And so you have a field and you have a little ditch. Even if it's not filled with water, it doesn't look like a contiguous field. And therefore, that doesn't count towards what he bought. Ravina challenged him and says, in our Mishnah that talked about ditches and rocks, and so it compares them, and using the same diuk that we had earlier, we should say, it should be the case that just as rocks are not plantable, so the ditches are not plantable, which means if there is no water in them, they should count. No, the comparison and the reason that rocks and ditches were put together was for the small ones, meaning as a rock that's less than 10 high and a ditch that's less than 10 deep, to show you that even though it's not plantable, still it is negligible relative to the field. Okay, the next piece in the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak, trashim she'amru, and even though they didn't use the word trashim, meaning bad land, meaning these little bumps and stuff which are less than 10 tefachim, it can't be the whole field is like that. Beit ar ba'at kabin, within a kor, the most you can have is basically 1/45 of the field be bumps and ditches, little ditches, for kabin. Amar avukva v'chama v'ushtu v'vayim v'chamesh et kabin. Says, and they can't all be in one place. They have to be spread out at least within 5 kabin. All right, that's not really much of a distribution. V'chia b'ra'am b'am Rabbi Yochanan, but he quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying, v'ushtu v'vayim b'rubash al sadeh. No, they have to be spread out throughout a majority of the field. And then Rabbi Chia Bar Abba asked the question, Ruban Miutam, Miutam Ruban Mahu. What happens if most of the holes are concentrated in one area and a few of the holes are spread out in the rest of it? Do we say then that this is, that it's not batal, or is it too concentrated? And therefore it does not count? Teku. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Yirmiya then asked the following question. He said, "Kesher mahu." What if the ditches that we're talking about, even though they're small and ten tefachim, are arranged like a bracelet? In other words, we imagine them sort of being in a box, sort of shaped in a box, and therefore you can plant around them and within them, you know, between them. But here they're planted in a circle. Kishurama. What if they're in a row? Itzadinin mahu. What if they're shaped something like an ox's horns? That's for sure. Itzadin, the stadium ox. What if they're squiggly? Teku. The answer is we don't have a resolution. Tana, and we have the following statement. And here we have a machlok at Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam about how to read this line. So I'll first read it like Rashbam and then go back. That's all one thing, in which he says if there was a singular rock, even a singular rock, that was on the border of the field, then it does not count towards the field, even though it's smaller than 10 tefachim, and you have to start counting from inside the rock. Rabbeinu Tam reads it the way our Gersa reads, as two separate things. Sela Yechidi means a rock that's in the middle of the field, but that is singular and well-known, has its own name. That's the rock where we drop our laundry or whatever it might be. Therefore, and also one that's on the border. So now, by Rav Papa, Rav Papa asked the question on the one on the border, which may support Rashbam's read. What if there's dirt between the border and the rock? So there's a rock right next to the border. There's a little bit of dirt. You can not have to plant there. But that, does that make it in the middle of the field or is still on the border? The answer is teiku. What if there's rock but dirt on top or the opposite? So then do we say that this is still an individual rock or not? The answer again is teiku. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in Mishnah Bet in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.